Hello, welcome to the Cuz Family Podcast. I'm your host, Michael. I'm walking outside in the church parking lot we're staying in tonight, and you're going to hear crickets. You're probably going to hear air conditioning handlers and just outside noises, but you may hear my microphone rub across my shirt. So I apologize for any of those things, but we're going to talk today about handling difficult news as parents. And you see, I just got home. It's late tonight on August, I believe it's the 10th, whatever it is. It's late, and I just got home from visiting my grandfather in the hospital. We got some news today that really shook our family about his health. And basically, we were told how much time we have left with him, in that kind of situation. My grandfather, in his 70s, and my mom's dad. And it was interesting because we decided to go visit him in the hospital. And I took my wife and the kids, Melinda and the kids, went with me up there to visit him. And we were just going to say hello and visit and talk to my grandma and everybody. And while we were there, the doctor came in and gave us biopsy news. And, we listened to that, and my kids heard it right there in the room with us all. And it was interesting because I didn't expect to hear any news today. We thought it was going to be later in the week, but I definitely didn't expect my kids to be in there when the doctors told us what he told us. Here's something that I want to just highlight real quick before I talk more about how we handled this with our kids. A lot of family ministries, a lot of people out there that are helping families and doing a good job are coming from the angle of having done a good job with their kids in the past, and now they are helping people from what they've learned or insight they've gained. Some of them are coming at it from the place of professional. They're a professional, a psychologist or something like that, where they can help you with the knowledge that they have, that they've learned about how the brain works or how emotions work with your kids and how children develop. And those are all good, and those are all resources that we use to help parents. But our ministry is different in that we're in the trenches with you all the time. We're dealing with what you deal with in life every day. And so that's where some of these podcasts, especially these daily podcast episodes, are coming from right now, is just where we're at in life. It's crazy because we leave tomorrow to go to New York, to take 5-day drive to New York. We're going to stop in Cleveland for most of a day, a night and most of a day, to do some ministry and then move on. But we leave tomorrow, and so it was hard to get that news today. It was difficult to be told today what we were told, and it was crazy to be in there with my kids when they heard it. Now, I had my 4-year-old daughter in my lap. Melinda was standing up holding our 2-year-old son. And then across the little hospital room, my 2 oldest, Jason, who's almost 9 and Olivia's almost 7, were sitting over there in the hospital chairs just listening to the doctor. I could see Olivia's concern on her face as she looked at everyone else starting to get sad. She's our feeler. She's emotional in a good way. We nurture that. She has the strong emotions, and she... you could see on her face how she was starting to hurt for people and with people. I could see on my son's face his understanding of the situation I could see his analytical brain kind of working through stuff, just looking in his eyes as the doctor was talking. And I could see him, his compassion as he looked at us. And it was just, it was incredible. It really was incredible. Brenna, our almost 5-year-old, she's still not 100% sure what's up, other than she loves him. She just loves him so much. And so she came home and colored him a picture and wrote, "I love you, Granddaddy," on it. My other, and our 2-year-old, of course, he's barely even knows what's going on. He knows Granddaddy. We're going to see Granddaddy when we pull up to the hospital. He understands why we're there. He says, "Where's Granddaddy? Where's Granddaddy?" But yeah, he's not. He doesn't know what's going on and won't remember this. But Jason and Olivia will. And so, here's what we did. I don't know if it was the right thing. You know, I'm not going to pretend like becausefamily.org, where we have all the right answers for all your situations. But I took the kids out, and we sat in one of the little waiting areas outside the room. And I really apologize for all the noisy bugs. I know that's probably obnoxious, but we sat outside the room, and we talked with the kids. And they, I told them, I said, "Hey, what do you understand about what the doctor said?" And Olivia, Jason said he thinks he understood everything, but Olivia said, I think I got it. And I said, "Do you want me to explain it a little bit?" And so she said yes. So I put it in their terms. You know, I said, "Your granddaddy has a disease that's all through his body, and they, you know, they're making us all make a choice on how we handle it, and here's what that means for our family." And so I kind of watched her face as I explained that, and you could tell she was starting to really feel. And I told her, "It's okay to be sad." I said, "Everybody's going to be sad," the whole family. And Melinda spoke up at that point and said, "Yeah, you're going to see people crying. You're going to see family upset. And that's okay. And it's all right if that's what happens. And if you need to cry because you're sad about it, then that's okay too." And Jason said, I think I'm ready for what might happen. I think I'm ready for it." And it's just so him. It's just so his analytical and cerebral way, you know, to handle things. And Olivia said, she just said, I want to pray. I just really want to just pray. I've been praying for Granddaddy a lot, and I think we should just pray." And so we did that. You know, I knelt there with them in the hospital hallway by the little chairs, waiting chairs, and we just prayed for the family and for Granddaddy and for God to give us all peace and wisdom, and for work, if he wants to work a miracle in my grandpa's body, for him to do that. But that we trusted him either way. And then I wanted to go back in the room for a little bit before I had to go to our church and speak tonight. And when I went back in, Jason wanted to go with me, and he just wanted to sit. So we just sat with my grandma while she sat with my grandpa and processed things. And I got to hear her ask. I was the only one in there, but I got to hear her ask him what he wanted to say, if he had anything he needed to say. And he said, "You know, we just trust Jesus. No matter what, we trust Jesus." And my son and I were in there to hear his great-grandpa say that. And I know that that's going to hit home for my son for the rest of his life, like it will me. And so, this is going to be a short episode, because, well, you know why. Just because I said I was going to do one of these every day. This is one of those days where it's tough to do anything like this. And all I could really talk about is what's on my heart. And so that's what I'm doing. But here's the deal. I came back and I preached a message to our married couples group about serving God at high altitude, or following Jesus at high altitude. And so when the air's thin and when things are hard, and when life's tough, we remember the goal of serving God and what it looks like in our lives, and it helps us continue and carry on. And so I just want to encourage you as parents to let your kids walk through difficult times with you. Let your kids feel with you when things are hard. Don't hide from them to feel the way you feel about things. Don't lock yourself away to cry. Let them see you, mom or dad. Let them see you work out the pain and work out the struggle that you might have with whatever the situation. Now, we're not going to weigh our kids down with burdens they don't need. We're not going to, you know, I didn't do that. I didn't tell my sons and my son and my daughter, you know, we have to make these decisions and it's really hard because we basically are choosing, you know, I didn't go into all that. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that we are real with our kids. And they learn more from watching you than they will learn from anything else in their lives. So as parents, as we deal with tragedy, as we deal with heartache, that's what I'm feeling. I think I've identified it. It's hard. My heart is aching. And not for my grandpa as much, although the next few months to a year are going to be difficult for my grandpa. But it's for our family. I'm just aching. My heart aches for them. But I'm also, my heart is aching, or I'm hoping that as a parent, my kids can see my heartache, and I'm not hiding it from them, so that I can show them what it looks like to deal with the heartache. And here's my thing, and my wife and I have been talking about this: is I'm the one that will distract myself from the heartache, from the trouble, as much as I can. I'm going to keep myself distracted and try to just do other stuff. Well, that's probably one of the reasons I'm out here recording a podcast instead of saying, you know what, forget it, we'll pick it up tomorrow. But I am talking about the issue. So I usually want to avoid it, and that's not good. My wife wants to internalize it and just cry or deal with it within herself. And that's not always the best way. So we have this this catch 22 of, I want to stay distracted and never really face the issue. Melinda wants to face the issue personally within herself and never voice it. But what we feel like, and I truly believe, we need to be the example for our kids on how to process grief and pain and heartache and difficulty in our lives. And so we're going to have to sort this out. And so I recommend that. I just encourage you as parents that there are things in your lives that you internalize that you probably need to be used to help your kids understand how to process things. There's going to be things in your life that you want to avoid, difficulties, whether it be financial or relational or stuff like we're dealing with, where you want to put it on the back burner and just not worry about it until you just absolutely have to. Well, some of that stuff, while you don't need to burden your kids with your problems, you can deal with your problems together as a couple in front of them in such a way where they see you dealing with them healthy and dealing with them to where you come to a conclusion and things get better. But let's be that for our kids. And when difficulties happen, when struggles and trials happen, go through them together as a family. Manage that together as a family. And let your kids be a part of that process. Those conversations. You know me. I'm an advocate for communication on every situation in your life with your children. So have the conversations you need to have with your kids during these difficult times. Don't hold back. Let them know how you feel and ask them how they feel and sort through it together. Work it out together. I think that's all I have to say, but I'm grateful that you're listening today, and I hope that you will tune in tomorrow for another episode. There's some YouTube channel stuff I'd like to talk about I was going to do today, but maybe we'll try to pick that up tomorrow. But thank you for listening, and God bless you, and I guess I'll end with just the ad for our site for you to remember where to find us online. And I'd ask you to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes and support us on patreon.com/becausefamily if you can. Thank you very much, and God bless. And we'll see you next time on the Because Family podcast.
The podcast you're listening to is a ministry of Because Family. Visit becausefamily.org to learn how our ministry inspires parents to be the first influence in the lives of their children. There you can also learn about our book, What's in Your Pocket? A Parent's Guide to Protecting Your Children Online. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to visit us at becausefamily.org. And I was in trouble.